Sterling Newberry, I always think you would have invented blogging if somebody hadn't beat you to it. But I also think of you as a kind of upstate New York Republican in your bones. What is this moment all about in our politics, in the evolution of not just blogs, but internet democracy?
What's important about this particular convention is that it's the dying away of the television convention, because there's no news in the old sense. You can't point a microphone someplace and see what the news is. You can't point a camera someplace and see where the news is. And at the same time, it's the flowering of the convention as the beginning of a party uncoiling itself and going out from here and taking the message out to other people. So we're seeing the television convention die away. It's no longer a primetime extravaganza. But we're seeing the beginning of a different kind of convention, a convention which has a lot to do with the older conventions from the 20s and the 30s, where it was a gathering of the party, a gathering of the clan, a pressing of the flesh, real bonds being built between people that are going to last for not just years, but decades to come.
What does this new medium, the internet, have to do with it? Or what does the convention have to do with the internet?
Well, the internet isn't a medium yet. It's a town hall. It's a place. It is the way radio was in the early 1920s. There are no networks, there are no rules, there are very few structures. It's all make it up as you go along. We've got a ways before the internet is a medium, and it's flooded the way other media are flooded. And that's a good thing, because we need to have different rules in this medium. It would be terrible if television basically picked up from radio where radio left off and added pictures, and many of the same players came through, and many of the same structures were in place, and many of the same rules were in place. The internet has resisted being television plus. It's resisted being newspapers plus, and that's a good thing. We need to take the time. We need to explore this and make this a new medium as opposed to a better version of an old medium.
Sterling Newberry, a lot of people got the impression in the collapse of the Dean campaign that the past ate up the future and spit it out back there in Iowa, New Hampshire, that the big dogs kicked the little pups off the field. Has the internet, has blog world recovered yet?
It never went away. The internet isn't a candidate. The internet isn't a political group. The internet isn't a specific campaign. The internet is a place where people gather and converse, and the conversation has gone on uninterrupted since then, and it's the conversation that's important. David Weinberger's, "We are more interesting than you are." The conversation is more important than the candidate. The conversation is more important than even the party, because the conversation is what binds everyone together.
Do you want to say where the conversation has been going in the last few weeks as we sort of head toward the fall campaign? Where is the conversation?
There are three things that I've seen that are very, very important. The first one is that Americans have gotten serious about deciding who their next leader is going to be. There is a much greater focus on what this election means to them. What are we going to do after the election? We have begun to ask the very American question of what do you plan to do and how do you plan to do it? And this seriousness was not present in 2000. We did not have this level of attention and focus in 1996 either. This is the moment where, earlier than usual, Americans are focusing on reality, and that's very important.
Sterling Newberry, you're always the most interesting guy at the party. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You're always the most well-spoken man at the party, Chris.